You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Natalie Golay. Joining us in the studio today are resident foodies Will Smith, noted food stylist and host of Savor here on the Jefferson Exchange, and Nicole Larson, our GX Outside regular, who we discovered was also a closet foodie and has been joining us on this segment ever since. And back again with us is Paula Bandy, a Southern Oregon-based wine writer and also now the host of Through the Wine Glass, a brand new podcast on the Jefferson Exchange. Hi, Paula.
Hi.
And our special guest today is a very creative young chef from Southern Oregon, Carl Krause of Wilder Cooking. Welcome, chef.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And now let's get to it. So May 10 is Mother's Day this year in the United States, so we thought that brunch would be the perfect topic for this month's JX Foodie. But before we get to all that, chef, you have a very innovative approach to food. I've seen the photos on your social media, and it all looks wonderful. Tell us a little bit about your cooking style.
Yeah, well, thank you for the kind words. I guess the best way to describe my style would be to start as I do a lot of work with wineries, and I've noticed there's kind of like the stigma around wine specifically of, you know, you have to be highly educated and, you know, that there feels like there's some barriers of entry to getting involved.
A little exclusive.
Yeah. And so I really try to break that down and do, you know, high level things, but presented in a way that makes it feel a little more approachable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, I just did a menu where we had a savory cheesecake, cabbage cheesecake, and we used some local caviar on it as a first course, which
cabbage.
Was, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. It's really fun.
Wow.
And so doing things that are a little weird outside the box.
Right.
In styles that people have seen before.
Mm.
And a lot of it is also driven by what's around here from the farms and producers and stuff. We're very fortunate to live in an awesome area where we have things from, you know, we've got sturgeon being grown out in Fort Klamath.
Right.
We have yak being raised around here and, you know, beautiful Wagyu beef from the coast and stuff like that. So it's really driven by those two sorts of points.
So a lot of fresh, local, foraged ingredients.
Yeah.
I understand Paula was telling me that you even like to draw on cover crops. Can you tell me what a cover crop is?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I do a lot of work with Troon out in the Applegate,
mm-hmm.
and become really good friends with the lead of agriculture there, Garrett, super smart, super passionate about, of all things, dirt, which is really fun. And so this came about, we were walking through the garden, and being out there, there's no spray, it's all biodynamic, organic, whatever, so I've gotten into this habit of just assuming everything's edible, so I'll pick leaves and eat leaves, and picked the leaf off the ground and ate it, and I was like, Garrett, what is this? And he's like, oh, that's our cover crop, which is planted with the intention or its purpose is to sort of refuel the soil in the off season, right? Put the nitrogen back in, get it ready to be planted. And Garrett, if you're listening and I said that wrong, don't be too mad. So there was no intention of this being eaten, but this was a beautiful little baby kale, actually. And it was super sweet because it had survived the frost and tender. I was like, so what are you going to do with it? And it's either going to be chicken food or we'll, you know, compost it. I was like, absolutely not. Like, it's like January. Let's put a salad on the menu, you know? So we were able to use that for months and have a fresh salad available. And other things, too, like they also use daikon, which is a big radish root that
daikon.
Provides aeration. But we also did a cover crop kimchi with that. So chilies and daikon and that sort of thing. So, yeah.
That's great. That sounds really exciting.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, speaking of exciting and delicious, let's turn to our main topics. We're going to be talking about brunch, as I said, and Mother's Day brunch, elevating brunch. From my perspective, I just love brunch. It's just great. It's like my favorite thing. And my introduction to brunch was actually in Chinese food, was dim sum, because I was growing up in Hong Kong and my father would take me to dim sum. And so that's what I thought brunch was until I came back to you know, the West, and discovered all the other kinds of brunches. So I love, you know, any kinds of, like, British style, you know, eggs and curry, or really good eggs Benedict and chilaquiles and brioche and crepe, and just discovered this wonderful world of brunch. And I don't know, from solid home cooking, comfort food to fancy, I just think it's the best. I don't know what you guys think. Tell me a little bit about what you think, Will.
I'm a huge egg person of all kinds, but I also love the idea of getting away from those things. And something that's kind of topical now is that kind of avocado toast, which is like on every menu. But it is a super nice big platter to do of toasts. Your diced jalapeno, you know, diced avocado, pomegranate seeds, jammy eggs, bacon, and you can make it just a giant platter. Everybody can help themselves.
Sort of build their own.
Yes, and I love that kind of. I'm a huge room temp food person. There's something. I don't need a hot meal really. I like kind of room temp stuff, but I think that's a really nice kind of brunch idea.
That's a really good idea. You could have like a whole avocado bar.
Exactly.
Practically.
Yeah.
It's like pick your toppings, right,
Paula? Yeah. Yeah.
I love the idea of the room temperature, especially when you throw in, you know, drinking mimosas or something along that line.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone gets so stressed out about, you know, either they don't have enough help or they want to make everything steamy hot. And it's like, let yourself off the hook and
right.
enjoy yourself, have a drink, and
sit down.
Exactly.
That's always a problem, right? When you're the host, you're always standing.
Yeah. Well,
my aunt in France used to have, she had a ginormous, very, very large, very beautiful solid wood long table in her huge kitchen and two benches. And that's where she had all her big dinners
so that
she could be in the kitchen
and
with her guests.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes as the mom, you're also cooking brunch.
Right.
This happens.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, right. This happens often
really?
To me. Sometimes it does. This is where the foraging comes in, because your littles come in with things they found outside.
Yeah.
What can we cook?
So now, you know, we know that. Let me just remind everyone that you are listening to the Jefferson Exchange. You're listening to JX Foodie on the Jefferson Exchange. And my guests today are Nicole Larson, Will Smith, Paula Bandy, and Chef Carl Krause. Now, let's talk about Mother's Day, which is basically, as I've put here, the mother of all brunch days, right? How do you make brunch, you know, how do you elevate brunch so that you can just take it to that next level for a beautiful spread and a wonderful time with your family and cook it for mom as opposed to having mom cook, Nicole? And so I imagine, Chef, that you have some ideas of how maybe our listeners might be able to add a little creative flair, some ingredients.
Definitely.
What do you think?
I think the quickest and easiest way to elevate home cooking is just incorporate fresh herbs. Like, that's something pretty easily to get a hold of, and they just make such a difference. You know, just add them right at the end, and they're great. If we can find edible flowers, I love edible flowers. Troon grows flowers all the time, and all the flowers everywhere. They're beautiful, especially if you get something like a nasturtium, super peppery, and actually adds a lot of flavor too, which is fun.
And color, I guess.
You can get all the colors of the rainbow on there. And also, like, shopping at the farmers markets and stuff. I know right now it's morel season, which
We've talked about morels.
Yeah.
And they haven't stopped this year.
No.
Yeah. Just keep pumping.
Yeah, it's been a good one. So that's always, you know, morels were around asparagus time. I think strawberries are starting to come in too. So really just finding quality stuff that's around. You can always, you know, at the market, there's a bunch of local meat vendors too. So, you know, local pork and like bacon and stuff like that, really high quality stuff there. So I would say check out the farmers markets and use that as your inspiration.
And let yourself off the hook for like serving. Mm. Like, I think buffet is the way to go if you have a large group of people. I mean, it would be nice to be served tableside, but you don't have to do that. And I think it's a, and mix your mix your propping and bring in some flowers and just kind of relax a little bit.
I like that, Will, because when we are having brunch, the idea is to enjoy each other's company,
right?
And sit and giggle and share story about mothers and and also just brunch adventure. But I like that. Just take your time.
Yeah.
That's the whole point, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then just add maybe sort of switch it up, change the protein, go to fish or something, or try you were telling me a little bit about spruce wine.
Or actually even bringing in something that you're doing with all of your guests. You know, maybe bringing something in like the spruce and making some type of thing they can take home. How fun, right?
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Make an activity. As a mom, this is what I'm thinking.
Right, of course.
How can I keep everyone busy?
And, you know, it is brunch is sort of, I mean, it's not breakfast, not lunch, but it just goes on for hours, and it's where you get to sit around with your friends and your family, whether it's Mother's Day or not. But no brunch would be complete without some extra special drinks, maybe cocktails, even non-alcoholic cocktails. And I'm personally partial to a basic mimosa, like just fresh orange juice. I'm not into adding a lot to it, but make sure the wine is good.
Yeah.
Right?
I think we should call it a mamosa.
Yeah, we're going to. You were calling it a mamosa. Now, is that something you said?
It's for a family thing.
Okay.
We did that for my mom.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah. To give her an extra splash of wine in there.
You don't have to stick with OJ. You can do pomegranate juice.
Yeah.
You can do cranberry juice. You can do all sorts of things.
Well, my mom and I like kheer.
Mm-hmm.
And kheer is K-I-R.
Yeah.
And it's now kheer and kheer royal. Kheer is a flat white wine with a cassis or black currant.
Can I tell you something? I live with a bunch of flight attendants in San Francisco in the 80s.
Yeah.
And they all were from Charleston, and they all drank kheer.
Really?
Like, I've never had it since. But when I lived with them, we had them all the time.
Well, you can kheer royal is with sparkling wine.
Yes,
and it's
delicious.
Isn't it delicious?
Sort of a nice sort of different idea, you know, for one of those punches. And then, of course, you have Bloody Marys, Bloody Caesars, a Bloody Mary bar or something.
Yeah, the Noble Fox actually has a Bloody Mary bar on the weekends.
Yeah.
And I have been hearing grand reviews.
Okay.
So it is on my list prior to Mother's Day to go.
Love that.
Yeah, super fun.
Great. And also, another thing is that, you know, we don't only want to talk about alcoholic beverages, but also we can have a little fun with like orangeades, lemonades,
iced tea,
and you can flavor those too, right?
Exactly.
With lavender or thyme or whatever. And I wanted to talk just a little bit about get back to something that Nicole, because I forgot to talk about this, but the dandelion greens. I wanted to talk about that. Sorry, we're going to
move
back.
Yeah, and our chef here is probably a great one to talk about that, which there's that mom in me. What can we do with what's in our yard? And I do love the dandelion greens and the flowers. So there's a couple ways you can do that. When the flower, prior to it coming on, the greens will be sweeter and better fresh. Now, if the flower has come and is blooming, the greens will be a bit more bitter, and it's better for cooking.
Mm.
So, you know, you can get, let's talk to Chef about that. You can get pretty creative with cooking those greens. But with just the flour itself, you can make a fritter.
Really?
Yep, which is really great. Just an egg and flour. And if you want it to be sweet, you could add a little sweetness. If you want it to be savory, add a little spice. And then you just you cook it up, and it's fun. You don't need many, so don't overpick. Mm-hmm. And also with picking, don't do it at the park. Do it in your own yard. Do it in the woods. You know, be a little selective where you find your flowers.
Yeah, don't do it where the dogs go.
Yeah, that was my first reaction. It was like, make sure that it's not where your dogs
absolutely
are living.
So when you're doing those dandelion greens, also look for wild violets. That's what Chef was saying, beautiful flowers on top of our salads. And also when we get back to the spruce tips, we can make syrups with that. And that's a really fun thing to think about for your cooking. If you start now, you can have them in June.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we're going to have to take a short break. But when we come back, wine expert Paula Bandy will fill us in on some of the wine events happening in the region. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange and JX Foodie. My guests today are Will Smith and Nicole Larson, Paula Bandy and Chef Carl Kraus. So before the break, we were talking about brunch ideas and brunch cocktails, which sort of brings us to wine. And Paula Bandy is our wine expert, and she tells me that May is in fact Oregon Wine Month. I had no idea. So Paula, what's happening in our region to celebrate?
Well, May is always really exciting in this valley because everybody, it's like we wake up and everybody starts doing something. You know, there's food, there's wine, there's parties, there's dinners, there's all kinds of things happening throughout the valley for Oregon Wine Month. And also in May are some really fun events that are self-guided tours, basically.
Oh, nice.
You drive yourself through the Upper Rogue. The Rome the Rogue is coming up first on May 2nd.
Okay.
And this is the Upper Rogue Wine Trail, which is basically north of Medford. It takes you through along the Rogue River and like through Cliff Creek Cellars, Crissell Cellars, Bayer Family Estate, Del Rio, up and through that area. And so that's really fun. Tickets are all available online. Next up is the Jacksonville Wine Cruise, which is coming on May 3rd. There's 7 wineries there. Usually the trolley is available, so you can take
a trolley tour.
That's
good.
The trolley starts running again in May, so you can just hop on and go around. And then the Uncorked Barrel Tour has always been a very favorite one. It's up through the Applegate Valley Wine Trail. And that one, I recommend that depending on which side you're coming from, Grants Pass or the Rogue Valley side by Jacksonville, you start as far out as you can and come back in and stop along the way. And there's always wonderful pairings with the wine. Other events are happening. A lot of things are happening at the Applegate Wine Trail. And I believe, Chef, you're going to be up in 2 of these events.
Yeah, I'm doing some pairings for 2 of these events. So for Room the Rogue, I am working with Bear Family Estates. Mm. We're going to do a Wagyu and Yak meatball to go with their Zinfandel.
Wow.
And then they're also pouring their sparkling Chardonnay, which we're going to do with just a butter cupcake for, because butter and Chardonnay, pretty good friends.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. And then for Uncorked, I'm working with Trunout and the Applegate. They are pouring their rosé, which is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't quite decided exactly what the pairing will be, but I imagine onions will be involved because they have a lot of onion, beautiful, you know, different types, spring onions, Walla Wallas, green garlic's coming out of the garden right now.
Oh.
Green garlic's amazing. So expect to see some of those paired with
yummy.
That. So.
The thing about Troon is that almost everything that Carl makes from there comes from there, other than meats, unless it's lamb.
Yeah.
But almost all of the greens will come from Troon, if not all.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a huge garden program.
Huge garden.
Oh.
And their farmer's market will be starting back up, I believe, too.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yep,
mm-hmm.
Yep, right around the solstice, which is June 20th.
A little later.
Okay. And Nicole, I think, you had something?
Yeah,
that you
there's a really,
mention.
Really special event down in McLeod, California.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the 22nd annual. I have been probably to 15 of them. They're such a great time. They're 2 days long, and it is mushrooms, music, and wine. And they have, you know, tours that you can take to learn how to forage for mushrooms. They have wine tastings. They have different, you know, food pairings. And it's a very cool town. It's historic, so it's fun to wander around. You can make a whole weekend out of it and, you know, enjoy music. They have a silent disco the night before it starts to get you in the mood.
With headphones?
Yes, with headphones. That's at the Giddy. So anyways, downtown McLeod, and it really is a super event. It's wonderful. And, you know, there's lots of great little restaurants. There's the Sage Restaurant. That's also wonderful to check out. So please, please take some time and go down to Siskiyou County and check it out.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's a Woodridge Creek Vineyard Winery and Creamery. Winery and Creamery? Mm-hmm.
The only one in the state. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah, the only one in the state that makes wine and cheese.
What a good combo.
Yeah, it is a great combo. It's a beautiful place up there, too. Oh,
they have an event on May 22nd with music, so that seems like a fun... Three cheese, wine, and music. Can't get wrong with that.
Yeah, I can't. No, you cannot go wrong with that.
No, and I wanted to make a note, too, that the Rogue Pour is starting back up in May. This is something that's in celebration of the Rogue Valley being the number two best wine region in the country. And this was done by USA Today last year. And so this is actually a fundraiser for Rogue Valley Vintners, which is the kind of umbrella nonprofit organization over many of the, not over, I hate to use that word, but above or beyond or whatever, the many of the wineries, member wineries here in the valley.
And so, the umbrella kind of.
The umbrella, So the $2, each winery that's participating in this will choose a wine and then they express why it's Rogue and what it goes with. And this valley is wine with everything. And so it can be anything. And in May it will be the Jacksonville wineries, and then in June it will be the Applegate.
Okay.
And then after that, the other areas, Bear Creek and Upper Rogue, will be separated somehow. I'm not sure how that's working.
Oh.
But that starts up again, and that $2 on that particular wine goes toward the Rogue Valley Vintners.
Oh, okay. Mm. That's great.
But it's wonderful to come and hear the stories behind that particular wine.
So a whole summer of just... drinking wine.
That
sounds terrible. Yeah.
Don't forget to eat.
Sitting outside in the sun under the trees. Yeah.
Okay, so we're about to get to the part of the show where we talk about some of our guests' favorite eateries. And in this case, brunch. And apparently there are so many brunch places that I don't even know if we're going to get to the end of the list. But I just want to remind our listeners that they're listening to Jefferson Exchange, and it's JX Foodie on the Jefferson Exchange with Will Smith, Nicole Larson, Paula Bandy, and today's guest, Chef Carl Krause. Now, let's start with comfort food and then talk about some places that may be a little bit, like, let's say a place you might want to go for Mother's Day, a little bit more elevated. And Paula had a couple of recommendations. Why don't we start with you, Paula?
So Buttercloud Bakery in downtown, just slightly off of downtown Medford, is fabulous. I mean, if you want comfort food, their biscuits, their gravy, their bakery, everything there. They have a Mexican Mayan mocha, which is very spicy but so good. Their eggs benny is very different but still an eggs benny, and it's really, really good as well.
They do it on a biscuit, right?
They do it on a biscuit.
Right?
One of their biscuits. And their biscuit, one of their biscuits. Their jams, their food is just delicious. So I highly recommend them. And they do have outdoor seating.
Oh, nice.
And they do have cocktails and beer and non-alcoholic and all those things. Another place I really love is Over Easy, which is also downtown, more eclectic. Chef Brandon is just pretty amazing in some of the things he comes up with down there. But they have mimosas. You can get a pitcher of mimosas, six different flavors. So, yeah, it comes in three sizes for these mimosas, and they're all really delicious. And they're funky, they're vintage, they're indoor, outdoor, right in the heart of downtown Medford.
Wow, that sounds like a lot
of fun. They're really
fun. I mean, there's a ton of stuff in Medford. Will, you were mentioning Tartini?
Yeah, Tartini used to be downtown, and they moved up to East Medford. I haven't been to the new location, but they have always done an excellent brunch.
And Tartini is actually a French word for an open-faced sandwich.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So and they have a mimosa sampler as well. So mimosas are kind of in vogue, aren't they?
It is. But they do really nice crepes. They do beautiful omelets, standard kind of traditional brunch fare.
Nice. And Nicole, you also had a kind of a comfort food place.
Definitely a comfort food and more just an experience, especially for maybe some of the older crowds of our older mothers and grandmothers will remember Callahan's Lodge, Mountain Lodge. And it really has just been around for such a long time. But they did do a remodel many years ago, but it makes it very modern, historic. And the outdoor seating is stunning. And again, it's traditional brunch for Mother's Day. And it's both days on the weekend, but it's really the experience of being there. They have music, and it feels like you're in the mountains.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And then for, okay, so now we've gotten the comfort food, which is sort of, they're all places I now want to go because I'm starving. And for a more elegant brunch or from bistro style to wineries, let's take it up a notch. Will, you talked about a really nice place that you said.
Oh, my God. River's Edge in just outside Grants Pass. The, you know, outside dining area is almost like a stage set of tiered seating that goes right down to the Rogue River.
Oh.
And when you're sitting there having a glass of champagne or brunch and that constant movement of the water in front of you, you have difficulty leaving because you're so relaxed.
Oh, sounds lovely.
And that's very good. They're very comfort foody too.
Uh-huh.
But just that, if it's a beautiful day and the sun is out, it is a magical place.
I saw pictures on their website.
They have and dog friendly.
Pretty.
Oh, dog friendly.
That's a big one.
Every mom wants to bring their dog.
Yeah. I was looking at some of the pictures and the food looked kept pretty, like not super fancy, but,
no, but
a little another notch above.
They do a great job, but that space is amazing.
Oh, nice. And before I go to Nicole Chef, where can our listeners find you? You do brunches or?
Yeah,
or,
so I'm kind of all around.
Okay.
Like I said, do a lot of work with wineries. So on Sundays, I'm out at Troon Vineyards out in the Applegate, you know, really just cooking what's from the garden there.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be there for Mother's Day doing that. And
okay.
They do have chicken, so expect to see some eggs on the menu for that.
Oh.
Also, this Friday, working with Stacy from Side Yard Farms in Phoenix, uh-huh. which will be really fun.
Oh, nice.
And then, throughout the summer, I've got a few, at a few concerts through the Ashland Folk Collective and out at Weisinger's a few times here in Ashland, too. So
nice.
See you around there. Yeah.
So we'll run into you if we go to these places at some point.
Right? Hopefully, yeah.
And Nicole, take us a little bit further afield in our listening area because this is kind of cool.
This is really cool. There is an amazing restaurant called Redfish in Port Orford. And I don't know if anyone here has been there, but please take the time. It sits right up on the ocean. You have a beach out in front of you, big windows all around. Beautifully decorated inside, and upstairs is actually their very hip and modern Airbnb as well. They have incredible cocktails of all colors. That's mostly what I remember. I was like, what color is this one? anyways, it's a worthy adventure, and Port Orford's a neat little place to go, and they have a neat farmer's market and other little foodie adventures there. It's a great Thai restaurant, so take some time if you're out on the coastal area.
Ah.
Let's bring them in.
Okay, and then if we want to talk about some other wineries, Paula. You had some wineries to recommend for possibly for Mother's Day. They're having some Mother's Day specials?
Mother's Day, yes.
I mean, there's so many.
Right? There's so many, but not all of them have food.
Okay.
So I'm going to focus on two of the main ones that are actually going to celebrate the entire weekend. And one of them is Chrysal Cellars up in the Upper Rogue area, and they're going to be having it sounds really marvelous what they're having. Of course, they're having their regular pizza, but they're also having some other special deals for the day, and a new release, I believe, along with some special foods and specials for the day.
Oh, nice.
And then also Danson, as usual, comes along. Always a beautiful Mother's Day at Danson. They're having a new release of a rosé, and they're calling their weekend Roses and Rosé.
Oh,
okay. And they're having special foods available also. And Patagon, which is on the far east side of Medford, is having a build-your-own mimosa bar. So we're back to the mimosas again. And other ones are out and about, Red Lily's also having a beach grilling party and things like that for Mother's Day as well.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, there are a number of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people can go online and look. We'll have some links to different wineries on our web feature. And I think there was Hummingbird Punch House were two others, right? And
Hummingbird is having one with Dancing Cats, and I believe the Punch House is sold out.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there we go. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. My thanks to Will Smith, Nicole Larson, Paula Bandy, and Chef Carl Krause of Wilder Cooking for coming on the show. I'd also like to remind our listeners that we'd love to hear about their favorite eateries. They can email jx@jeffnet.org, use subject line JX Foodie.